This GCN program brought to you by Frederick Remington, Fully Cooked Bacon, the thickest, meatiest, center-cut bacon in the industry. Available at FullyCookedBacon.com. That's FullyCookedBacon.com.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you, I am a boat rocker.
Friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. You have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. Welcome to the show. Well, let me tell you, just on a personal note, friends, this has been a long week. We just got back from Nashville, Tennessee, drove 22 hours out and 22 hours back, and it has been a trip, but I'll tell you this, we got a lot of work done, and that's what matters. Read Matthew 5, 6. When you get a moment, this is how our Heavenly Father is glorified. I also wanted to take the time, friends, and just share with you that we have a new affiliate, WCPR, 1450 AM in Lakemore, Ohio. We also have WAIS 770 AM in Butchell, in Ohio as well, and we just wanted to welcome you aboard and tell you thank you very much for your trust and your affiliation. Folks, we have 78 radio stations across the United States of America listening to us right now. Just wanted to give you a quick heads up if you'd like to call in at any time so you can have this country have a listen to what you have to say. This is the radio show, 1-866-582-9933, 1-866-582-9933. Now, folks, for the sake of getting to it, I want to let you know what we're going to be talking about today, because if you listen carefully, you're going to catch hold of the topic very clearly and very quickly. I once sent a dozen of my friends a telegram saying, "Flee at once, all is discovered." They all left town immediately. This is attributed to Mark Twain, but listen again, friends. I once sent a dozen of my friends a telegram saying, "Flee at once, all is discovered." And friends, interestingly enough, once they were discovered, they all left town immediately. What we're going to be talking about is learn from American history, America, and throw off the tyrants. I bring up so often, friends, when you read the Declaration of Independence, 75% of that documentation, friends, is what our forefathers threw off concerning a tyrant across the pond. So let's go back to this again. I once sent a dozen of my friends a telegram saying, "Flee at once, all is discovered." Sounds like a politician, doesn't it? They all left town immediately. And why is that? Because they were found out. When you go to Luke 12:2, it says, "There's nothing covered that shall not be revealed, and nothing hid that shall not be made known." So it applies to Scripture, and by the mercy of God, He is always uncovering corruption for the church to deal with by keeping His laws, His judgments, His statutes, to keep and to do them. But when they fail to do that, guess what happens? You add strength to tyranny by leaving off your duty through the commandments of God. Now, when one looks at the quote, "I sent a dozen of my friends a telegram saying, 'Flee at once, all is discovered,' and they all left the town immediately," one might ask, to again, what does this apply? It's simple. It applies to those that have been exposed for crimes who were found out and at length fled. Now, in America, the culprits in the church and in the government have been found out again and again and again and again, yet they don't flee. And why don't they flee? Because they're continued on in their lawlessness, because they're encouraged to continue on, because strength is simply added to their tyrannical ways by those who tolerate their crimes, Jeremiah 9:6 and 18:12. See, because you have to understand, those that have the testimonies of the Lord, right? Jeremiah 17, Martin Luther King Jr., said this, and listen carefully. The greatest sin is the transgression of God's moral law, 1 John 3:4. The greatest sin of our time is not the few who have destroyed, but the vast majority who sat idly by. Is this not true? You hear this so often today. Edmund Burke said, you know, he said that tyranny adds strength to tyranny because the good do nothing. And we've all heard it said that, again by Edmund Burke, that tyranny grows to tyranny because the good do nothing. Well, the fact of the matter is, it's not the good that are doing nothing, it's the wicked. Because when you look in Scripture and understand the definition of the words, the wicked are those that know to do right and they do it not. So when we look at quotes like, the greatest sin of our time is not the few who have destroyed, but the vast majority who sit idly by, you got to give them a high five and say, that's exactly right. And what I want you to know before we start this topic today, friends, is I'm not about magnifying the crime. All day long, you hear from the professed church. All day long, you hear from the talking heads on radio. All day long, friends, you hear them magnifying the crimes rather than magnifying the law against the crime to bring forth righteousness and peace. Read Psalm 94:16 when you get a moment. And like that of the good police officers that we have in this country, and I'm not talking about the few bad that everybody loves to magnify, friends, you media-minded fools, you useful idiots, wake up. It's the good police officers that I'm highlighting now that we have in this country. Have you ever noticed that police officers in the Midwest, they have painted on the side of their cars, it says peace officer. And now I'm laying this to your candor because this is going to be applied to you. Peace officer and peace officers enforce the laws against the crime to maintain order. Now, to take it back to some of you old school thinkers, keep in mind, law and order comes to our aid right now. And I want you to know, America, this is what's important. You are the law. You, America, are the law. And if you look at Isaiah 51, verse 4, it says, hearken, listen carefully unto me, my people. This is the Lord speaking. And give ear unto me, O my nation. America, you are God bred, no doubt about it. For a law shall proceed from me, and I will make my judgment to rest for a light of the people. And if you ever noticed that one judgment, as a matter of fact, all the way up until 1968 in this country, did you know that a movie could not be played in this country unless a criminal during a movie, that criminal had to be brought to justice? Why? Because people had a sense of law and justice in this country. And when that law was enforced to bring about justice, it would set a light to the rest of the people by teaching them the fear of God to depart from iniquity, that we will not tolerate your crime. You are completely upside down in this country in so many different ways. And if it's not you that is, it's what you tolerate that is. And again, keep in mind, you are the peace officers. You are the law enforcers because, again, friends, you are the law. It was Albert Einstein that rightly said, if the people in this country understand that the strength of the Constitution lies entirely in the determination of each citizen to defend it, only if every single citizen feels duty-bound to do his share in this defense are the constitutional rights secure. So again, friends, laying to your candor on a positive, not on a negative. We'll be right back. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com, 1-866-582-9933.
America was once a nation that honored and had a reverence toward God. Our founding forefathers established our country as a constitutional republic, deriving our laws from the God of the Bible and His Word. For the past 20 years, we here at the Sons of Liberty have been fighting to restore our nation back into the founding principles that made us great. We have dedicated our lives and our families' lives to the furtherance of the gospel of Jesus Christ and the truth of our nation's Christian and constitutional heritage. Today, we are asking you to join our family and join in this fight by becoming a son or daughter of liberty. When you become a son or daughter of liberty, not only are you partnering together with us as a monthly financial supporter to help us as we spread the word, but you are also making a commitment to yourself that you will be a part of the answers to our nation's problems. Please go to sonsoflibertyradio.com and click the Spread the Word button on our landing page to find out how you can become a son or daughter of liberty and join together with us in our quest to restore America.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0777 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Joe Messina, host of The Real Side with Joe Messina. What can I say about Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio? Listen. Just make it a point to listen and get educated. Look, you want non-fluff, hard-hitting, constitutional and biblical truth on how this country should run and how we're going to win it back? You have to listen to Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty Radio.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
It's been said, any society is only three missed meals away from chaos. Those times may be near. Think about it. Our country faces multiple terrorist threats and aggressions from Russia and North Korea. Social unrest and violent marches yet again may lead to looting of stores and city shutdowns. And our crumbling infrastructure leaves our power grid vulnerable to long-term outages from a single cyber attack. When the chaos from any one of these threats arises, the government knows it can't provide during a widespread national emergency. That's why you need your own plan for self-reliance. That's where My Patriot Supply comes in. Get a 4-week survival food supply for only $99. That includes breakfast, lunches, and dinners. Order online at preparewithgcn.com. $99 for 4 weeks of survival food that tastes like homemade cooking and lasts up to 25 years from My Patriot Supply. Get your kits today at preparewithgcn.com. Free shipping is included. Preparewithgcn.com.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. If you'd like to jump online, you can jump over to sonsoflibertyradio.com, forgive me, sonsoflibertyradio.com and or sonsoflibertymedia.com. Those two pages interact one with another. Also, jump over to our Twitter account for what it's worth, Bradley Dean 1. And if you'd like to call in at any time, please do. Love to hear from you. 1-866-582-9933. 1-866-582-9933. If this is the first time listening to the sonsoflibertyradio.com, do remember that this is the radio show where we think for ourselves and make not the others the measure of our conduct. And why is that? Because it's a terrible place to be when your brains are in someone else's head. The best way to define what I'm talking about is what Andrew Jackson rightly said. The 7th president of the United States, as a matter of fact, we were just there in Tennessee. He's about 5 minutes away from us. We went to see the Hermitage, been to his house. Interestingly enough, we got the hat and the t-shirt, but he's never there when we go. In all sincerity, friends, having a little fun, but in all sincerity, it's interesting to note that he said the Bible is the rock upon which our republic rests. That's exactly right. Common law in Article 4, Section 4 of the U.S. Constitution. He's exactly right. Read your state preamble and you'll understand the very first verse as to what he is talking about. So again, folks, if you want to call in, 1-866-582-9933. Folks, I want you to learn from American history. And here is your American history. Throw off the tyrants. The history that the young are learning today is not history at all. As a matter of fact, the history that they're being taught today is to submit themselves to dictatorships in which our forefathers taught us to throw off. They used to teach George Washington's farewell address all the way up until 1962 in this country, which taught us much about what you're tolerating today. They're teaching your kids to be slaves, America, is really what it comes down to. Let me give you an example of what I'm talking about here concerning, you know, learn from history. And I think, again, you'll track with me real quick here. This is headline news in your country today on sonsoflibertymedia.com. I want you to listen. Flashback video. In 1998, Maxine Waters called impeachment a coup d'etat and an unapologetic disregard for the voice of the people. What is she doing today? America, why do you put up with this criminal mindset concerning those that are declaring to you that they are there to represent who we are when in fact you know that that is not at all what they're doing. Going over again, headline news, Bundy Ranch special agent in charge, Dan Love, facing more allegations of misconduct that led to suspicion. For those that do not understand what's going on over at the Bundy Ranch, do understand that the Bundys are actually being demonized by a bunch of tyrants, namely through the Barack Hussein Obama administration, Harry Reid and Hillary Clinton, who are in fact selling 20% of American uranium ore to the Chinese and to the Russians. And again, America, this is how the state-controlled narrative would be set to get your eye off the ball, to actually to get you to believe that these guys are a bunch of lunatics, they're anti-American. No, in fact, friends, they're doing just the exact opposite. The Bundys are being scrutinized for exposing tyrants, and the media is there trying to demonize the Bundys for exposing the tyrants that they're actually there to protect. Did you hear what I said? They're not at all opposed, the Russians and the Americans, concerning what's going on in what you would call American government, which runs antithetical to who we are. No, the fact of the matter is they're not enemies, friends. They're business partners. The Clintons, the Obamas, the Reeds are selling uranium ore from beneath these ranchers that are being scrutinized and demonized by what you would call federal governments. And what we're talking about is you need to learn from American history and throw off tyranny. And see, what your forefathers threw off, you've learned to ignore it and let guys like the Bundys and others that are being accused of crimes which they have not committed, which again are only there exposing those that are committing the crimes, namely corruption in your government. And the media is there protecting corruption from the crimes that they are committing against the Bundys, and at length, friends, you as well. An injustice done anywhere is an injustice done everywhere. And you better bet your bottom dollar it's going to come to your front door if you don't deal with it and get behind those people that are actually standing up and that would define through action a Christian, a patriot, and or a real conservative. You don't submit to it, you deal with it, and that's exactly what's going on. So the Bundy Ranch special agent in charge, Dan Love, facing more allegations of misconduct that led to suspicion. It's absolutely amazing, friends. The only people that you are hearing from, outlets that you are hearing from concerning the Bundys, are the likes of Tim Brown, senior editor from sonsoflibertymedia.com. Why is it that you're not hearing this from the state-controlled narrative? Because they don't want you to figure out that they are leading through opposition. I mean, don't you remember what Vladimir Lenin said? The best way to control the opposition is to lead it ourselves. In other words, we'll create the outcome by leading the opposition ourselves. And that's what they're doing through the use of the media. And innocent individuals in this country, again, are being demonized by a bunch of tyrants that you would call the good guys. And who told you that they were the good guys? The state-controlled narrative, which is bought and paid for by the CIA, which you can't trust as far as you can throw them. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. Headline news in your country. Keep in mind who it is that's assailing you, America. The United States Army indoctrinates leaders to respectfully accept transgenders in the military. Do you not see what's happening here, America? They're making a laughing stock out of you. Why? Because you're accepting of it. And what is it? Your sin is finding you out. Numbers 32:23. Hey, listen, sin's going to charge you a lot more than you're going to want to pay, and it's going to keep you a lot longer than you're going to want to stay if you don't repent, America, Acts 20, verse 21. Your United States Army is being indoctrinated By who? The higher ups that are attempting to bring about a global system, and they're attempting to weaken your system as they are stacking federal positions, government positions, the military with your sworn enemies that mean to take you out. And the way to do that is to demoralize the people. A KGB agent, former, said the first thing that the Russians wanted to do to basically dismantle the American people was to go after their virtue, to demoralize them. Because if you can be demoralized, America, you can be controlled. And that's exactly what's going on in the United States of America. Hey, America, learn from history and throw off the tyrants. Learn from your forefathers and throw off the tyrants. Learn from the Christ and understand that the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church by actually trusting in the Lord with all of your heart and leaning on to your own understanding and in all your ways acknowledge Him. Isn't it interesting that there's so many people, let me just run this rabbit trail. Isn't it interesting that there's so many people that want to talk to you about the Christ that they say they serve, but you can't find Him? The Bible says in 1 Corinthians 2:5 that you're to find your faith not in the wisdom of men's words, but in the power and in the demonstration of the Spirit of the Most High God. For the kingdom of God is not in word, but in power. 1 Corinthians 4:20. Isn't it interesting? They want you to serve the Jesus that they've created in their minds that is as dead as they are in their sins. The Christ that I know is alive forevermore. He sits at the right hand of the Father. And He is the one that said, greater works will you do than I did because I go unto my Father. Isn't it interesting? They want you to serve the God that they've created in their mind, which is a violation of the second commandment, Exodus 20, by the way. Thou shalt not make unto thyself any graven image, a God to suit their sins, nor bow down thyself to serve them. I remember when Charles Finney rightly said he first got saved, he went into the church. He really got saved. And it's interesting to note that he had all these people in the church that called themselves Christians. And he was approached by them and they asked him, would you like us to pray for you? And you know what Charles Finney said, who had no guile within himself? He said, why would I want you to pray for me when you yourself don't even get your prayers answered? That's right. The Spirit of God is not going to bear witness to their lies, America. Now, what's my point? Isn't it interesting, friends, that when we begin to understand that the Lord God of Israel said, call unto me and I will answer and I will show you great and mighty things in which you know not. Isn't it interesting? He said He would show Himself strong on the behalf of those whose hearts are perfect towards them through the work of the Holy Ghost. Isn't it interesting? He said to open your mouth wide and He would fill it. And when He fills it, He answers your request that He put in your mouth, starting in your heart. Isn't it interesting? They want you to follow the Christ that you can't see by faith. You know, it's absolutely amazing to me that these are the ones that want to teach you so much and they have zero experience in the things of Christ. You want to know why? Because they have forsaken their cross. They've never known the cross and therefore they don't know the power of God unto salvation. First, it's impossible. Then it's difficult. Then it's done. People stop right at the second motion. SonsOfLibertyRadio.com. We'll be right back.
Have you racked up more than $10,000 in credit card debt? Are you barely getting by, making minimum payments? You should know, the credit card companies are tricking you into thinking there's no way out. Credit card companies would rather you didn't know that there are ways you can become debt-free and you don't have to pay the entire amount you owe. There are debt relief programs that help people like you escape overwhelming credit card debt. National Debt Relief has helped tens of thousands of people just like you reduce more than $500 million of debt. National Debt Relief has helped so many people, they're A-plus rated by the Better Business Bureau. You don't have to declare bankruptcy or take out a consolidation loan. You have the right to settle your debt for a mere fraction of what you owe. Reduce a large portion of your debt now. Call National Debt Relief at 800-314-7417. 800-314-7417. That's 800-314-7417.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
Today, how to incorporate your business in just 10 minutes so you won't lose everything if you get sued. Step 1, stop putting it off. If you're not incorporated and someone sues your business tomorrow, it's not just your business at risk. You can lose everything, your home, your car, even your life savings. Step 2. Call the following number for a free 10-minute incorporation guide from Incorporate.com. 1-800-945-1063. They don't provide legal or financial advice. They just make incorporating quick and easy. So you can incorporate or form an LLC in just 10 minutes. That number again is 1-800-945-1063. Step 3. Congratulate yourself. By taking just 10 minutes to incorporate your business or form an LLC, you protected your home, your car, and your life savings. And that is how you incorporate your business in just 10 minutes. But hurry while they're still giving away these 10-minute incorporation guides for free. Call 1-800-945-1063. That's 1-800-945-1063.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I'm here to tell you about GCNTelecare.com. A team of board-certified doctors assisting you 24 hours a day, 7 days a week, 365 days a year. Within 15 minutes of registration, care your family can afford. Revolutionizing the healthcare industry, virtual consulting, providing diagnosis of non-emergency medical issues by phone or secure video on computer or smart mobile devices. GCNTelecare.com. Virtual care anywhere.
Hey, diabetics. Yeah, you. Got a spare hour to waste going to the pharmacy to get your insulin or other meds and supplies every month? I didn't think so. Me either. I've got life going on, which is why I use PillPack. PillPack is an amazing online pharmacy. They package up all my diabetic meds and testing supplies into daily doses and send it to me every month, automatically. All I do is pay my normal copay. PillPack does the rest. I'm serious. This is a free service. They don't even charge for shipping. PillPack handles all the medical insurance stuff and even get with my doctors for my other prescriptions so I don't have to, which is good because that's the stuff I forget. But PillPack remembers everything. They even package up my daily vitamins so I remember to take them too. If you're diabetic, your meds and supplies are life and death, which means you need PillPack. Call right now for this free service. You may even qualify for $25 in free vitamins. 800-560-7310. That's 800-560-7310. Again, 800-560-7310.
Looking for that edge during those intimate moments? We see many ads for enhancement, but the side effects include death. At GCN Team, we should change the Healthy Body, Brain, and Heart Pack to the Healthy Libido Pack. The brain and heart are not the only organs that require a healthy vascular system. For proper blood flow at the right moment, go to GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.
Welcome back. You're getting to the Sons of Liberty. 1-866-582-9833. Sorry. 1-866-582-9933. Thank you, son. Appreciate that. We're talking about learn from history. Throw off the tyrants, America. You're not throwing off the tyrants. You're accepting of them. If you mean, Tacitus said back in the Roman times, friends, Tacitus said, if you know who means to control you, find out who you cannot criticize. Do you not see politicians in America working on the behest and the behalf of those that mean to silence you, namely the homosexuals, the atheists, and now the Muslims, friends? Find out who means to control you. And folks, you can identify who they are by those that you can no longer criticize. And I'm not asking the devil for permission to obey God, just for the record. God calls homosexuality an abomination. What we have been inundated with by the state-controlled narrative is we have a jihadi threat in America. By the way, just a posted script here for you. Did you see the DHS? The new director for the DHS just recently said that he doesn't know how to stop these possible terrorist attacks in America. Of course not. But I got a question for you, America. Who's been advocating the Muslims to come into the United States of America on your dime? Politicians have. The media has. Who have they demonized? Anybody that speaks out against them. Anybody that has called them out for their fruit in other countries, namely over in Europe, where they're plundering countries, friends. So find out who means to control you, and the way to identify that is find out who you may not criticize. I'm not asking, again, for permission to criticize, friends, lawlessness. I'm commanded by God to enforce his law against those people that I'm highlighting right now. Like it or lump it, it doesn't matter. And I don't personally care if you're offended by that or not. Offend means anything contrary to God's moral law. You're offending heaven through your lawlessness. Repent, regardless of who you are. That's the message. We were just talking about what's going on in this country. U.S. Army indoctrinates leaders to respectfully accept transgenders. Nobody has advocated the homosexuals and abortion more than the professed church in America while over 300,000 pulpits remain silent in this country. Nobody can blame these people for doing the things that you're tolerating them to do. I mean, it's like a criminal that robs banks. He's only doing what he wants to do. Remember, you've been taught he can't help himself, right? You got to throw him in prison once he's committing crimes, friends, and found out for his crimes committed against the law, right? But that only applies to corruption in what they now dictate, right? Not. Never. Never, America. U.S. Army indoctrinates leaders to respectfully accept transgenders. America, you're the one that are accepting of these lawless lifestyles. And I told you 6 years ago, 7 years ago, 8 years ago, that you need to understand you're dealing with reprobate. You're not dealing with sinners. You're dealing with those that are choosing to commit the act of abomination, said God. And if you want to see how far they'll take it, you just keep sitting down doing a whole lot of nothing. Because you're adding strength to their tyrannical ways by tolerating their crimes against God and man. Do you know over in Europe right now we have these people who are now saying that, you know, I don't want to be called by either gender. Do you know these people are marrying bridges? They're marrying animals. You want to see how sick this goes, friends? Just stand down. Because you're only getting just tidbits of what these people are capable of doing. We've seen the pedophilia crimes. As a matter of fact, just to show you these reprobates, even over in Europe right now, and what they're advocating over there is you have a bunch of soft judges. They're advocating crime because it works for bureaucracy until that country is destroyed at length with those that are advocating their lawless acts. And keep in mind, friends, when the ship goes down, you all go down, regardless if you like it or not, the good, bad, and the ugly. But what's interesting to note, friends, is there's some people over in Europe now. This was just in the news last week. They're actually making jewelry out of aborted baby parts. And you know, and you better bet your bottom dollar, it is coming to America. Your government in America, which is antithetical to American government, the government that you've accepted as your government that has sanctioned the murder of the innocent, and the DOJ, in all fairness, the Department of Injustice, because it's a fact, friends, Loretta Lynch, they actually filed a lawsuit against those that were exposing the crimes of Planned Parenthood and selling body parts in America. So you just roll over, America, because you haven't seen anything yet. And I want to reiterate this because this is in the back of my mind right now. I know there's a lot of people out there that are just saying that this is the end times. No, it's not the end times. It's just beginning, especially when you stand before God on Judgment Day, prepare to meet your God, you do nothings, because on that final day, you're going to stand before the judge, and you're going to have to answer to him why you tolerated the crime that he commanded you to deal with. And it's not going to fare very well with you at all. Rest assured, they're called the cowardice. And the Bible says they'll have their part in the lake of fire. And I'm not a hellfire preacher, but I do want you to understand that is the consequence of unrepented sin before God's moral law. Just so you understand. You haven't seen anything yet, and you better know that this is communism within America that is demoralizing and attempting to demoralize you. Let's go back to the last segment. I told you that a KGB officer, and you can watch it on film, by the way, he's not hard to find. But interestingly enough, he said the first thing that they do is demoralize the people. He said the founders of the Communist Party, though they're dead and burning in hell now where they belong because they wanted to dare and tempt God, well, they found out that he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his own back. Indeed. But what's interesting to note is he said that they, if they were alive today, it would realize that this has gone way further than they ever dreamed. And what they're saying is what the American people have tolerated has been a shock to your enemies, America. The U.S. Army indoctrinates leaders to respectfully accept transgenders. Friends, it doesn't stop there. It doesn't stop there. SonsOfLibertyMedia.com. What we're talking about right now is on a positive, but highlighting what America's tolerating today. Learn from history, America. Learn from your forefathers, America. Learn from them that established what you have, and you still have it 240 years later. Follow your forefathers. Who did they follow? They followed the Christ. Just ask them. The branch of David. Do your homework, professed Christians, and you'll understand exactly what I'm talking about. Learn from history. Throw off tyrants. But what we're seeing today, headline news today, Jefferson Davis. Tomorrow, Thomas Jefferson. You know, remember Jefferson Davis was that Confederate dude that didn't tolerate the tyrannical acts of the guy that you call Abraham Lincoln. You know, and you, it's been written. Hey, folks, you need to understand that history is written by men who hung heroes. These are the people rewriting history. These are the people rewriting everything that you now know to believe to be, well, they want you to believe it to be true when in fact the opposite is true. And the way that you detect that is by studying, not the counterfeit, the today's, friends, history writers, but those of the past concerning the Word of God and your forefathers. You know, the FBI, what they do is when they detect counterfeits, they're taught to study the real ones, not the fake ones. And when you study the Word of God, it's not hard to detect the fake ones, friends. But I want you to remember, just last week, and isn't it interesting, here we again are talking about something that we talked about 2 weeks ago, but people are now beginning to understand that they're rewriting history. Today, Jefferson Davis. Tomorrow, Thomas Jefferson. Folks, do you see what's going on down south? They're taking down the statues of those that resisted corrupt federal governments in this country. And again, going back to Abraham Lincoln, keep in mind, he's hailed as a hero to us now, isn't he? For those that don't know the difference. Oh, he was a great guy. He was a great man of God. Really? Oh, he's the one that saved the Union. Wait a minute. He saved the Union? Why would he have to save the Union if everybody was unified in the Union? Read Ephesians 4 when you get a moment. The bond of peace is brought about by the Holy Ghost, not by tyrants through oppression and force. See, keep in mind, America, when the law is enforced against crime, you have peace. But when you're ruled by force, you have oppression and you will have war. And isn't it interesting, before war commences, every single time, the first casualty of war is always the truth. And now you have been taught that Abraham Lincoln was a good man and a saver of the Union. I didn't see our forefathers force anybody to do anything concerning the Union. There was only 13 colonies. Less than 3% of the population was used by God to establish what we have today. But for some reason or another, history has now been written that Abraham Lincoln, he was the good guy. Who does modern history work for, friends? Corruption. Who does modern history work for, friends, through the revisionist? Corruption. And history has meaning, his-story. And God is not a man that he should lie, but man is a liar, and there's no truth in him, it seems, in the modern-day version of history. But just keep in mind, friends, what's going on down south right now, they are literally, for those that did not know, they are literally using masked men to go to these monuments of the Confederate Army that resisted tyranny, namely from the north by Abraham Lincoln. Do your homework before you get jacked at me, fella. But what's interesting to note is they are literally removing them statues by masked men at night. Isn't it interesting that they have to do it at night? They have to do it with masks on their face. Who are these people working for? Well, I can tell you, they are not American. And why is it they don't want your kids to understand the history of the likes of Jefferson Davis and many more? Because they don't want you to follow the example of those that actually resist tyranny. I mean, just think about it. You even have modern revisionists having people believe that our forefathers were atheists and they were a bunch of dummies, when in fact the opposite is true. We have the longest standing constitution in modern history. And guess what? As I said earlier, he who spits against heaven will surely fall on his back. Friends, let me tell you, we're going to see a whole lot of people in a domino effect fall on their backs, and our eyes are going to behold those that dare the justice of God. Sons of Liberty. LibertyRadio.com. Be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches every day, doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747. That's 1-866-233-0747. Or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
My name is Patty Varr. I'm from Glen Allen, Alaska. I just wanted to thank Bradley Dean and his family for coming in May in our community, and I really appreciate and love the message that they give.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com.
Did you know what's lurking in your water? More than 200 contaminants could be sitting there, just waiting for your glass. With a ProPure water filter, start enjoying clean and great-tasting water today. ProPure filters, independently tested, latest water filter technology. ProPure systems do not require electricity and are easy to set up and easy to use. To find out more, visit your authorized ProPure dealer or ProPureUSA.com. That's ProPureUSA.com.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-765-9681 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-765-9681. Again, that's 800-765-9681.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-582-9933. Now, hey, I want to tell everybody thank you very much for making us the number one radio show on the weekends. Thank you very much. Thank you for making us the number three, the top three shows during the week. We appreciate that. But what we appreciate here more at the sonsoflibertyradio.com is those that are doers of the word and not hearers only deceiving themselves, because I know there's a lot of people out there that love to hear the radio show, but when it's time to do something on their own, well, we get to get a phone call throughout the week saying, Bradley, can you do this? And Bradley, can you do this? And Bradley, can you do that? And Bradley, can you do this? No, you're missing the point. But I will tell you, on the other hand, if you would like us to come into your backyard and shake, rattle, and roll and bring the message that we have given literally thousands of times across this country through high school assemblies, colleges, tea parties, and churches, it's all the same message. 1-866-233-0747. 1-866-233-0747. We're about 3 months out. We've got something coming up in Illinois. We just got back from Tennessee. The month before that, we were in Wisconsin. Before that, we were in California. Before that, we were in Michigan. Folks, it's just one state after another. Every month, every year. Regardless if it's on the East Coast or on the West Coast, or in Texas or in Minnesota, let us know. 1-866-233-0747. Getting back to the point, I want you to be one that's a part of the answer, not a part of the problem. Because what we're talking about, friends, right now, is we're talking about learn from American history, throw off the tyrants. And what I'm doing highlighting right now, the news of the day, I am simply showing you that you are not learning from history by throwing out the tyrants. You are accepting of the tyrants by tolerating their crimes against American history. And what we need to do is we need to come together because, yes, I know there's a lot of people that are disgruntled, they're unsatisfied, they're unhappy with corruption. Yep. But you know what? Apparently you're not sick and tired of being sick and tired enough here. Because if you had, and you were, you wouldn't be tolerating headlines like, did James Comey perjure himself when he testified to Congress? America, do you see how they keep this game rolling out? Do you see how they're leading through opposition? They're not at war with each other, folks, the left and right. They're in it together. How do you control opposition? You lead it. That's what they're doing, America. Because if they weren't, how come they're not thrown in jail for their crimes against we the people, the laws of our constitutional republic? How come they're not thrown in jail, America? Because, America, you're not listening to history. You're listening to the revised version of history. And you're allowing these corrupt politicians to do the things that they're doing. Let's go to, did James Comey perjure himself? Let's just go to James Comey just for a moment to prove my point. James Comey's brother does the Clinton's taxes. Every time you pull a layer off the onion, you find another layer of corruption. Every single time without fail. If it was not true, then how come they have not been prosecuted for the laws that they have violated time and time again? You've been taught to accept their crimes. You've been taught there's nothing that you can do about what's going on. And you've drank the Kool-Aid, and because of it, you're reaping what you're not sowing. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. You can take it that way. But if you do nothing, guess what you're going to do? Don't sit there and decry end times. You that want to be raptured from responsibility, don't decry how there's nothing you can do about it. Let me tell you this, America, you still have the freedom to do the right things. They just want to keep you so confused you don't know which way to go. And again, your head will stop spinning when you simply get back down and dirty concerning the Word of God so you can be cleaned up and empowered to go deal with corruption. I mean, here's another headline for you. Police shootings, white privilege, and the intentional destruction of the black community. See, most black people in this country today believe for some reason or another the media is on their side by attacking all these cops. And through the corrupt administration that the people tolerated through Barack Hussein Obama for 8 years. Yeah, that was only there to stir up domestic insurrection so they continuously tear down the laws because you're allowing the people that are to represent you to do so. Because again, friends, when you look at what's going on, it's the politicians and the media stirring all this up. And in stirring all this up, they're creating that chaos so they can bring in that change that they want to what? Enslave the people. You gotta think. And that's what's happening here. A police shooting, white privilege, and the intentional destruction of the black community. You know, for all them black folks out there, my black brothers and sisters out there, you need to understand, especially you corrupt ones, you're not winning, you're losing. It's like when you had Barack Hussein Obama as the president of the United States, where you thought, well, now we have a black man here, and you made it an issue of color. I didn't. Neither did the white people that voted him in. They made it a color of principle, an issue of principle. And interestingly enough, Barack Hussein Obama was advocating the destruction of the blacks and the Hispanics more than any president in the history of America. But you thought he was all about you. Just like the media, they're not for you. They're out to destroy you. And anybody that has their head on the right way, no matter what color they are, read Acts 17:26, all nations are one blood. I'm just simply trying to highlight the fact that you that think you're getting your way, you're not getting your way. Those that are being used as useful idiots, even working for corruption, and those that I'm highlighting and uncovering right now, you need to understand you're only being used to further their agenda. And when once they get to the point where they want to get, friends, then at length they'll destroy you first and foremost. And by the way, again, going back to history, you know, you have something called socialists now. You know, you used to call them Democrats, and then you found out that there's 90 representatives that have self-proclaimed themselves to be communists, and you accepted that as well. See, these people that you're accepting of, that are destroying your country, that are attacking American law and your Christian heritage, the more you accept them, you need to understand, and I'm making two points here, they're only using these people to destroy you, and those that are being used to destroy this country, keep in mind, you're the first ones they take out once they get their way. Don't you know anything about history at all? I mean, has anybody ever taken the time to see Snowden? Regardless if he's a good guy or a bad guy. Didn't you see how paranoid these people are at the top? Do you not see how they have all of these categories and these functions that they use to oppress the people? They have them separate because they want to make sure that the guy next to them doesn't know what they're being used for. It's just like the assassination of John F. Kennedy. People are having a hard time identifying who the killer was. Well, they all had controllers who were operating them through the CIA. And Team 1 and Team 2 and Team 3 and Team 4 had no idea who's on Team 1 or Team 2 or Team 3 or Team 4. They mean to keep everybody confused. And isn't it interesting? Then once you do their bidding, you're disposed of. America, you need to understand, God said that the nation that forgets him, he'll turn it into hell. That applies to everybody. And those that think they're getting their way, they're not getting their way. They're being used too, and they are self-destructing at length as well. But they want to take as many people to hell with them as they possibly can. Well, guess what, friends? And yes, ain't is in my dictionary. I ain't doing it. I'm going to do what the Lord commanded me to do. So our kids have a future and a posterity. I'm sorry, our posterity has a future and a hope, forgive me. I'm looking up at my screen and I'm getting back to my point here again. But friends, you need to understand that nobody is exempt from the seat of justice. Hebrews 9:27. Everybody's going to stand before God on that day. And I don't care how big and bad you think you are when you say, I don't believe in God. You don't have to believe in God, but you don't have to believe in trucks neither. But you're going to stand in front of him. And you can go ahead and say, I don't care. And you know, you look at a lot of these people that are being executed and they get smart. They keep these final statements before they're executed. And they spit at mankind and they're not sorry for their crimes. Well, let me tell you something. You're going to have a different perspective when you stand there before God. And when you're in hell, you're going to be like the rich man. Just so you know, you're going to be like the rich man who thought he had no need for God, his son, Jesus Christ, to save him from his sin until you're in hell and then you can do nothing about it. And by the way, which one is a faithful witness? One that's telling you what I'm telling you right now or saying absolutely nothing? And let me ask you another thing. Who has taught you that there is no God? Those that mean to rule you, which proves my point to a T. There's nothing new under the sun. Folks, what we're going to do is we're going to take a quick break. We're going to come back to hour two. If you'd like to call in, 1-866-582-9933. We're talking about America. Learn from history. Throw off tyrants, America. You're not learning from history. You're learning from the tyrants as you're allowing them to rewrite your history. And we need to put this into perspective. So again, learn from history. Throw off the tyrants. Learn from history. Deal with the corruption. Because God is. 1-866-582-9933. Hour two coming up on the other side. We'll be right back.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug-out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, There's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.